From the ATX Hot Sauce Studio in Austin, Texas, it's the Jeff Ward Show.
Award-winning and all-natural, ATX Hot Sauce has the perfect sauce for you. Flavor first, heat second, and not just local, going national. Go to ATXHotSauce.com.
I'm Jeff Ward, and the only agenda here is to make you think. If you would like to riff on this topic, you should. Send a tweet, at Jeff Ward Show. You know what's dumber than a meaningless college football bowl game? A meaningless conference championship game. These so-called championship games serve about the same purpose as a fourth NFL preseason game. They're nothing more than made-for-TV events with little upside and a ton of downside. You want evidence? Okay. The Big 12 plays a round-robin schedule, so every team plays the other teams. There are no divisions, no brackets, and right now they've all played each other, and the results, after having played each other, are not even close. There is no debate. The result is completely lopsided. TCU is undefeated. TCU is easily undefeated. TCU ran through the Big 12 schedule by winning every game, get this, by an average of almost 13 points per game. They won their last game 62-14. They are a full two games ahead of the second place team, but they're, quote, playing for the Big 12 championship against Kansas State. That's a Kansas State team they've already beaten by 10 points. So it turns out the point of the conference season is to basically finish in the top two to get a rematch. It's a rematch that's unfair and beneath TCU. They've proven their point week in and week out, but if they had a bad day with a few bad breaks, which is understandable since they've already beaten Kansas State, just like they've beaten the entire league, they would not be Big 12 champions, even though they'd still be, if they lost, a full game ahead of Kansas State. It would be embarrassing for Kansas State or any other Big 12 team not named TCU to act like they're the champions. That stupid confetti that's overused in post-game celebrations, if it happened against TCU, it would be laughable. The upside to these meaningless conference championship games is purely financial. The downside is a total disaster. So let me try to point out the upside. By the way, it has nothing, repeat, nothing to do with TCU's amazing season. It's not even the point of the game. It doesn't even matter to the people running the industry of college football. The upside is money. Just money. And the financial equation, in this case, is pretty messed up too. A lot of you can relate to this. My goal is to eat healthy and stress-free this spring, and you will not find healthier and easier options than Factor Meals. Here's why. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. See, that's healthy and easy. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options. This includes popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan. On top of the amazing options from Factor Meals, you have the option of 60 different add-ons every week. This can include breakfast or on-the-go lunch or even snacks. It's healthy and easy, so get started today. Chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, broccolini, or truffle butter. And the Factor meals are no-mess meals. That means no prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Heat and savor the good stuff. It's that easy. Factor meals are all about your schedule. Customize your weekly meals and get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to match your lifestyles. You want healthy and easy, or just easy? Do this. Go to factormeals.com/JeffWard50. Use the code JeffWard50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box. Try Factor Meals. You'll love it. My family's crazy about them. Do this. Go to factormeals.com/JeffWard50. Use the code JeffWard50, and you get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box. Remember it. It's factormeals.com/JeffWard50. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, boost your performance by going to BlueChew.com. That's Blue Chew. Go to BlueChew.com. Listen up. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets, and best of all, at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com.
consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. No visit to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew tablets are made in the U.S. and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. It works. Discover your options by going to BlueChew.com. Here's a special deal. Try BlueChew.com free when you use the promo code Jeff Ward at checkout. Just pay the $5 shipping. Do this now. Go to BlueChew.com. Use the promo code Jeff Ward. Receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. Blue Chew sponsors this podcast.
This game is being played because the networks want and need content. They want and need content because they need male eyeballs, because the beer, fast food, and video game companies need those male eyeballs. If you aren't smart enough to ask why do they need the extra game, let me explain that one. It's more eyeballs and more advertising inventory to sell. That's it. There's nothing more to this. And if you ran a network, you'd probably be dictating the same thing because you wouldn't care who wins or loses. You certainly wouldn't care how fair or unfair it is to TCU. You need another game because you need more dudes on the couch watching another game. See, this game wasn't built to justify a program. It wasn't built to justify competition. It wasn't built to justify scores. It wasn't built to justify the standings. The game only exists to sell beer and pizza. Yeah, maybe some video games too, but you get the idea. The trophy doesn't matter to the network partners. The 20-something dudes on the couch do matter. The Big 12 schools take in about $42 million from media deals. In other words, a media rights thing works like this. You're the network, you're a platform, you pay the content provider, in this case the league, you buy the content, then you sell the inventory to make back your money on the content. It's as simple as that. So the Big 12 has been making about $42 million a year from these media deals. That jumps to $50 million, I believe, in 2 years. So if you were the networks, you would want the same thing. You'd want more eyeballs for your advertisers. So this game isn't just a money grab. It's really a demographic add-on to sell stuff to dudes. They need more games to get more dudes so their advertisers can sell more stuff to dudes. That's it. There's the upside. That's it. There's nothing else to it. The downside for TCU is everything. This is the potential disaster. This is where righteousness is going to be completely lost. A loss in this stupid game means TCU would not technically be the Big 12 champion, even though they've run away with the regular season and nobody else is even close. They'll go to a lame bowl game, pretend to care, get some cheesy gifts, and help a network sell Bud Lights to dudes who are lying on their couch. That's basically what they would face if they were to lose this game. They technically would not be the Big 12 champion, even though they've wiped out the competition. What's worse in this case for TCU and for the Big 12? If they were to lose, they'd be out of the college football playoff. Remember that thing, Texas fans, that playoff? TCU has rightly earned a spot in the Final Four of college football. They're only one of two undefeated teams in large conferences left. Their strength of schedule matches everyone else in consideration. They've blown out the competition all along the way. They've done everything you could ask someone to do to earn a spot in the Final Four. And they've done it by wiping out the competition pretty easily. The only people, from what I can tell, saying TCU wouldn't belong in a Final Four are the college football blue bloods who don't know their name. And before you say, well, Jeff, even if they lose, they'll still get in. No. No, they won't. They won't. A loss in a rematch against a team they've beaten by double digits, in a rematch against a team that is a full two games behind them. The fact that they have to play a rematch is disgusting. Trying to win again isn't easy. So if you're going to argue that even if they were to lose to Kansas State in the Big 12 championship game, that means they're not even Big 12 conference champions, which is laughable and terrible by itself, they would not get in. And they're not going to get in because their name is TCU. I'm not even sure if their name was Texas, if they'd still get in. But they're not going to get in if they lose in the conference championship game. The college football world would love to kick them out. The college football world, the industry of the Blue Bloods, doesn't want TCU there. They'd prefer they lose the game and be kicked out and handed over to some big marquee program. If they lose, they'll be in the Cheez-It Bowl in December. That's what they face. Even though they've wiped out the entire league by almost 13 points a game. By making the Final Four, the Big 12 makes even more money.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, boost your performance by going to BlueChew.com. That's Blue Chew. Go to BlueChew.com. Listen up. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets, and best of all, at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. No visit to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew tablets are made in the U.S. and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. It works. Discover your options by going to BlueChew.com. Here's a special deal. Try BlueChew.com free when you use the promo code Jeff Ward at checkout. Just pay the $5 shipping. Do this now. Go to BlueChew.com. Use the promo code Jeff Ward. Receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. BlueChew sponsors this podcast. A lot of you can relate to this. My goal is to eat healthy and stress-free this spring, and you will not find healthier and easier options than Factor meals. Here's why. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. See, that's healthy and easy. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options. This includes popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan. On top of the amazing options from Factor Meals, you have the option of 60 different add-ons every week. This can include breakfast or on-the-go lunch or even snacks. It's healthy and easy, so get started today. Chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, broccolini, or truffle butter. And the Factor meals are no-mess meals. That means no prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Heat and savor the good stuff. It's that easy. Factor meals are all about your schedule. Customize your weekly meals and get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to match your lifestyles. You want healthy and easy, or just easy? Do this. Go to factormeals.com/JeffWard50. Use the code JeffWard50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box. Try Factor Meals. You'll love it. My family's crazy about them. Do this. Go to factormeals.com/JeffWard50. Use the code JeffWard50 and you get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box. Remember it. It's factormeals.com/JeffWard50.
The Big 12 should want TCU to make the championship game. The Big 12 does want TCU to make the championship game. The Big 12 didn't force this game. The networks did. But even if you put the money aside, and that is not easy to do in the slimy world of college football, by righteousness alone, by merit, by earning power, by all of the right things about winning and losing, TCU should not have to play in a conference championship game since they've already won the league. They've more than earned the right to not have to line up against a team they've already blasted from a league they've owned all season long. In fact, TCU's regular season, this is something that's probably not going to be talked about enough. It's probably not going to even be recognized because their name is TCU and not Texas. But TCU's regular season, this domination of the Big 12 where very, very few games are even close, TCU's regular season has been historic and one of the most dominating regular seasons of the last 20 years. Nobody wants to acknowledge that part. A good case, I'll take it further, a good case can be made that TCU has had the most dominating regular season. Just take a look at point differential. Just take a look at how they've wiped out the entire competition all season long, winning by an average. In the Big 12 alone, if you take outside competition, it'd be even larger. But Big 12 alone by more than 13 points. It's been one of the most dominant regular seasons. Ready for it? Since the 2005 Texas team went on to win the national championship.
Get the Jeff Ward Show podcast on the Apple or Spotify podcast platform or wherever you're listening right now.